What's that smell?
Smells like freedom.
All right, energy, energy.
And here we go.
We're here. Welcome to Smells Like Freedom.
Another riveting episode.
I don't know what, 23, maybe. I
think. It's somewhere up there.
Episode 23. Check your local listings.
Yeah, you can check the podcast app or the Google Play Store.
Or the
iHeartRadios. Yeah. We're on that one, right? Stitcher?
Stitcher.
SoundCloud. Smell-o-vision. Not, however, on Spotify.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Apple, you're going to use the podcast app, or you should be. And if you're Android, use the Google Play Store.
If anything, I have not been recording this whole time because I'm pretty sure you may have hit my mute button.
So is mine recording? Mm-hmm. Did you unmute yourself?
Hello, everyone.
And this is why we test things. And I mean,
are we keeping it?
Yeah, we're keeping it.
All right. You probably heard me on the reverb.
Don't know about a blue Yeti mic.
Don't drink and drive.
The blue Yeti mic has a mute button on the front of it that when you press it, it flashes to alert you that you're muted.
I've had a long day. That's my excuse. I'm sticking with it.
And John's a little under the weather.
I am. I'm finally coming back. To life.
His voice is going in and out. He's hacking up
lungs. If you hear me hacking up a lung, yeah. I tried to mute it, but
it
didn't work.
He's
a Yep.
It's the worst.
The worst you've ever heard. So, speaking of the worst you've ever heard, a movie that I recently saw was actually pretty terrible.
Which one?
Do I want to say it? Jurassic World.
No. Say it ain't so, Johnny boy. Say it ain't so.
I will say it's not... Okay. Terrible's not a
Why are you saying it's terrible? Or just not up to par?
I will tell you that from what I thought it was going to be, maybe my expectations were a little different.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be more like a horror movie. The theme of the trailers was very like, oh, there's dinosaurs like opening the door. Like going in the girl's room. Yeah. So that those scenes played out, but they played out way differently than you would think.
Uh-huh.
And that like vibe of the movie of like gloom and doom and super dark didn't kick in until like 30 minutes before it was over.
Oh.
So that's why I wasn't a huge fan. Now, what went on before that was pretty cool. Spoiler alert, trailers ruin everything. So most of those good scenes, like that badass scene of the T-Rex roaring with the volcanoes exploding, like that played out just like that.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like they give it away.
Yeah. So, to a certain extent, some trailers kind of reveal a little bit too much.
Yeah. So it wasn't terrible. It just wasn't.
Wasn't what you expected.
Wasn't what I expected.
But would you recommend someone?
I'd say
like
go
myself
see it.
To go see it.
I would see it again. Okay. I guess I shouldn't say terrible. It was just. I don't know. I had other expectations.
Yeah.
But
I too recently saw a movie, little behind the eight ball on this one, but the Han Solo movie. Took one of the classes out to go see it.
Speaking of terrible movies, did you like it? You liked it.
It wasn't a bad movie, but in my opinion, it just wasn't a great movie. I think it was super long and drawn out. Like by the end of it, I was just so tired of being in the theater, sitting. Yeah. I mean, regardless of how comfortable the chairs can be in one of those like luxury recliners, it's just...
But that's one of those things where maybe we talked about it. The last show, I thought maybe I mentioned it because I saw it, but that's one of those movies where, to me, there's just not enough.
There's not enough meat
supporting characters that I am familiar with to, and I know that's their goal. Like they're making new storylines, so they're adding new people.
Trying to do new.
I like nostalgia, so I want a Darth Vader to pop the fuck out of the ground or you know fall from the sky. I want somebody, you know what I mean. So for that movie. Like, him alone just doesn't cut it for me.
Han, Chewie, and Lando is essentially the
center of the entire show.
Yeah.
And then the end, though, you saw that, I think, yeah, I remember talking about it now. Darth Maul, right?
Yep.
Pops up
but in his little hologram. I'm super excited about that. And I had already known that that was going to happen because the internet ruins everything.
And your friend.
Yeah. Friends.
You're welcome.
Ruin everything. But I already had a suspicion that they were going to do an arc to Darth Maul because he had such a short viewing in the first one. I mean, don't get me wrong, he was like the main
anti-hero. Well, he was also the only one that was decent in that movie for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember Jar Jar Binks, everyone?
No, please no.
That's a movie that I won't rewatch just because I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's... And what kills me the most is Jar Jar Binks was originally written in to be like the big fucking bad undertone, and that's why he was just so lucky all the time, is because he was actually using the Force. But I'm glad they just made him a retard instead.
I was going to try to do his voice, and I barely had my own. I was not going to do it.
But I didn't think it was a bad movie. It's a decent one to add to the series.
It's watchable. For me, it's watchable once.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't rewatch it.
But
I do have one question.
It. Yeah.
So essentially from the inception of Han Solo getting the Millennium Falcon, they jettisoned the escape pod, which is, you know, I remember everyone was all up in arms because of the trailers, because it looked different and da-da-da-da-da. Of course, like, over the years, it's retrofitting, so you got a second gun turret and blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Never once thought to put that escape pod back on. Not just...
Not a big deal.
You're going to just jettison it and be like, I won't need that.
Yeah.
We'll just crash the run in 12 parsecs. We're fine. Like, could you just, you know, put your ship back together?
Listen, it's okay sometimes to separate from your family. I'll leave it at that. Too soon. Anyway, we won't get into child trafficking. Anyway,
all that shenanigans.
Because I can go real deep, and I don't want to.
No,
I'm on the meds today.
Our listeners aren't ready for that, John.
Yeah. Anyway,
speaking of separating, we're gonna kind of, I guess, continue along that story arc. By the way, for those of you listening at home, I'm pouring a grape Strike Force into a bottle of water. So if you head on over to strikeforce.com, use code AFLADAM6921. You save 20% on your orders, people. Drink some Strike Force.
Oh, I just cashed the check from them, as a matter of fact. Oh, wait. They never wrote one.
Hey, I'm just trying to spread the word, John.
Anyway, hope you got the code. If you didn't, hit the rewind button. I'm going back to Star Wars for a minute. You know that they decided to, like, pause all of those spinoff movies now. I thought that's why you actually brought it up.
But no.
I thought you knew the whole backstory.
No.
So because it did so shitty, they were like, oh, the Obi-Wan movie and the Boba Fett movie and all this, like, we're only going to work on, like, episode 9.
I'd be dying to see a Boba Fett movie.
Well, you're going to be dying before you do. So...
Well,
they screwed themselves. They put those kinds of movies out too quickly, so no one was hyped up. Like, and I know you're going to disagree. There, not even the allure, but like when another like actual Star Wars came out, right? Like that was every couple. It used to be like a huge,
every couple 5 years
or something. Yeah. Now it's like every year, every 2 years. So like there was no build. So then you're like, cool. In between all this wait time, like here's Rogue One and here's what's it? The one that you just talked about. The Solo movie. Like, I think it was 6 months between the Last Jedi and this movie.
Yeah.
So, like, for most, I think, and I'm not a diehard Star Wars fan, but, like, the people that are, I feel like they're almost getting too much of a fill, and now it's like I have nothing to look forward to because it's constantly being flooded with just...
I don't even necessarily think it's that because, to be honest with you, along the lines of the other movies, I think the quality is still pretty good. Storyline's pretty decent. I think they're just making it a little bit too long for whatever reason. I don't fucking know. There's probably all kinds of shit
that how long was that one? Two hours and 20, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
like,
a long time.
I would have been able to stand that for an hour and 30.
Yeah, hour 30, hour 45 would be saying...
Well, you know, Jurassic Park was 2.5 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all these movies. Like, Deadpool was over 2 hours. Avengers was definitely over 2 hours.
It's just way too much. Chop them down. Make them on another movie or just
try taking a 4 year old.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Try taking 6 dudes with the problems and fucking 8 dogs to the movies. It doesn't work that well. But we still do it for them.
We do it for the people.
But just I think like they fucked show. Themselves. I think it would have done incrementally
better,
larger, or more fucking words had they released the solo movie May 4th, not sure. May 19th.
I think we even talked about that last time. Like, what a miss!
Was just a really weird time.
And you waited what, like a month later? So, like, what would have been the difference? The movie was done.
15 days.
Yeah. 15 days. What's the difference?
Yeah.
And they did nothing for May the 4th this year.
I know.
But you had that movie ready to go.
Yeah. That should have absolutely been the day that it launched. Midnight on May the 4th. You would have had everyone out there, like, all Star Wars out to see it, just because it's fucking May the 4th. Be with you, like.
And if anything, you would have made a little bit more money.
Yeah, for sure. I think just the simple fact that it's a Star Wars movie generates a kind of a specific amount of income. Yeah. But then releasing it on May the 4th would have been like the icing on the proverbial cake. Trying to move on.
Just adjusting the mic here. I know it's an audio show, not a video show, but you'd love to see this.
So on the topic of separations, so for those of you that don't watch the television and just rely on the internets and the Netflixes.
Television.
Microsoft and Nintendo put out a joint ad showing cross-platform play from the Xbox to the Switch.
Specifically Minecraft, right?
Well, yeah, Minecraft. But also very specifically to show everyone that those two tech giants, if that's, you know, gaming giants or whatever, do promote cross-platform play between all of the systems, you know, PC, Microsoft, you know, Xbox, Switch, Mac, Linux,
iOS,
Android. The only one not coming to the table is Sony.
But it's not shocking to me, though. Because
it's not, because it's been an issue that they've had forever, but I think this is the first time that they've made such a concerted effort to point out the fact that Sony is the only one not coming to the table.
But also look at things like the movies, like what is it? Spider-Man, right? That franchise is the rights are under Sony, and only now have they, like, you know, it's basically, you know, money, I'm sure. They were paid enough money to come to an agreement to be like, cool, we'll license him to, you know, Marvel to be used in the Avengers as well as Homecoming or whatever it was. And then, you know, now they're starting their own Spider-Man universe. So once that's all said and done, those universes don't collide. So you're still going to have, like, your Venom movie and all this stuff that's not going to have anything to do with those, which I guess is fine. But at the same time, like, it's good for them sometimes. But
Spider-Man's not in Venom at all.
Right. But that's, I mean, but there
I'm
you
sure
go.
They're building to it, and they'll probably have.
But that's
a crossover.
The thing; they wouldn't put this Spider-Man in there because he's Marvel Universe Spider-Man. So even though he's, like, created by Marvel, his rights are owned by Sony. So this new, like,
the
venture
new
that they're,
like,
doing, they would have to have a completely different Spider-Man because the two worlds wouldn't be able to collide. It's just, it's all money to me. It's all, like, the deal that's going on right now. We've talked about it before. Disney buying Fox.
Yep.
Well, now Comcast chimed in and was like, we'll pay 10 or 15, million or billion more. And now Disney has to come back and either counter it, which I think they will.
Yeah.
Or let Comcast have it, or just have, like, an all-out bidding war. But the thing that works in Disney's advantage is they have
more money.
Probably. I mean, but they have, I think, more time to decide.
Yeah.
Whereas Comcast, when they get countered,
They have to take it or leave it.
But I hope, and I don't, you know, all these companies are going to be bought up. Like, at some point, it's going to be like ABC,
Disney,
Comcast, and Disney. Like, that's it. Because, I mean, Comcast already owns NBC and all of that. So at some point, everything's going to be monetized, and that's going to be in it. You know, we're talking about these gaming, like, one day Nintendo will be owned by Microsoft. You never know. But when it comes to, like, these movies, I would much prefer the lot of characters that are under Fox's belt to be under Disney's belt than I would Comcast.
For sure.
Because, for one, I hate Comcast as a company, and most of the population does for home service and all that stuff. But you've got, like, X-Men, which is all-time favorite. Like, you've got, what is it? Fantastic Four.
Yep.
And Deadpool, right? Deadpool's Fox, isn't it?
I don't think so.
We'll say yes unless we look it
up. Sure.
Regardless, that's all under the belt of of Fox. So if that gets into the hands of Disney, Disney already owns all of the cinematic universe of Marvel. So everything that's come out, Thor, Iron Man, all the stuff that hasn't come out, Marvel Girl, you name it. So wouldn't it be badass to have X-Men in those actual movies, just like they've kind of done with Sony with Spider-Man? So that's why I'd want to see it. Comcast, everything they touch turns to shit.
Yeah.
So I don't see that becoming anything. Aside from the fact that the lucrative offer for Fox was Comcast's offer was all cash. Disney's was stock. But Disney has the money, though.
Yeah. But on top of
if
that,
they want it bad enough.
It being all stock gives the purchaser the potential to make not infinitely more, but significantly more than a cash offer.
Sure.
Because, of course, I'm sure that after so long, blah, 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 blah.
Well, now you own all these properties, which, again, you're going to create this whole new universe again and then profit off of all of these movies. Yeah.
And then once they see a plateau, they'll just fucking cash in and make twice what Comcast is offering or, you know, however that works out.
And I think it was like 65 billion or something crazy like that. But yeah, I mean, who knows? I think Wednesday is the day that that decision has to get made. So we will find out and we will keep you posted if you give a shit. I give a shit.
I mean,
so like I said, they're all going to be gobbled up at some point.
Yeah.
Some point it's going to be AT&T versus Verizon and that's it. T-Mobile's going to be nobody. Sprint's going to be nobody. You know, you're going to have, like I said, Sprint ABC and
T-Mobile are kind of already nobody.
Well, true. And they're, what, buying each other anyway, right?
Something like that.
What does one loser do with another loser? You'll find out if you're a subscriber. But yeah, so we've talked before the show and we decided that we were not going to make this like news heavy because I'm sure most of you are fed up enough with what is going on. I'm
just tired of hearing it.
Yeah, I'm just tired of hearing it and we don't want to broadcast it to you guys. We usually want to have like a fun, lighthearted show. So that's what we're trying to do for you.
Under the weather.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be as lively as I can. This is my happy voice. I was trying to search for something, and I forgot what it was going to be. But let's talk a little bit about our little health journeys that we're on. So if anybody cares, it might be motivating. One thing that I've always found was, you know, aside from the obvious results, right? When you're working out, when you're eating better, you feel better. You're better at, you know, motivating yourself, motivating others. So
yeah.
I think one thing, you know, we could talk about right now is kind of what we're both getting into.
Yeah.
I know way back months ago, you and I both, you know, announced like, hey, here's what we're doing. Just like anything, it fell by the wayside.
Yeah. Life,
you know,
got in the way.
We own that and that's great. It is what it is. So now, within the last few weeks, I'd say what, June 1st, before or after, six in one hand, half dozen in the other, your famous quote. You know, we have gone kind of in this new realm of like getting healthy again, dropping some pounds,
meal,
you know,
prepping.
We were all there at one point. And so, yeah, we'll just take a little time and kind of talk about where we're going.
Lead the way.
Oh, gee, thanks. So yeah, so about June 1st, I decided, you know, I'm sick of being this way and wanted to drop the pounds. I went through a similar journey about a year and a half ago, lost about 70 to 75 pounds. Felt great, looked great, like bought tons of new clothes, way smaller than I was before, had so much energy, was really big into the fitness scene, motivating others, like literally like wanting to train, if not training people that I knew, knowing all the ins and outs. Then again, like you said, life got in the way and I used that as an excuse. You know, had another child, working all the time, you know, this, that, and the other, and that just, it happens. It's life. You are the only one who's in control of actually making those changes. So as much as you want to say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'll do it, you know, a day from now, I'll do it later today. Until you actually do it, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So I finally got off my fat ass and was like, you know what? I'm sick of being this way. Everyone's got to start somewhere. And again, I was already on that road before. So I know how it is at the beginning. It sucks. But I know like once I do it, it's going to be so much better. Shout out to Coleman, ONB, one of our friends and followers here. He puts out little motivational videos every day. You know, some of his videos, you know, they're, you know, kind of like the other one, the one from the day before, they're very similar, but they're all about motivating you. And obviously like health and fitness, one thing that he's big into. So I look at that and say like, wow, like I was there at one point, like, cause for me, motivating others while I'm doing it is more motivating to me
yeah.
than if I'm doing it alone and I can't share any of that trip or journey yeah. with somebody else. So by no means am I preaching, saying I'm an expert on any of it. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I know what works for me. And it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of dedication. It's a lot of like no more bullshit excuses. And you just have to
And the majority put of it's in, eating right.
Oh, absolutely. And you and I both have talked about it before. Like if you're not eating right, doesn't matter how hard you work out, doesn't matter what your plans are.
Like yeah, you'll see results, but they're
These are tainted.
Small.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can cut out all this stuff. You can have your calories to a T.
I had a really good workout. I'm just going to go down and get me a Baconator.
Yeah. I mean, now, I've always gone by this motto of, like, it's not a cheat, it's a treat. And I know that sounds stupid. But at the same time, cheating, I feel, makes you feel like you're cheating. If I'm doing this, I'm now shaming myself. I'm not feeling good about it.
Yeah.
And I can't do it again, right? Whereas if I just change that word, change the logic, I'm saying it's a treat. So that doesn't mean I need to do it all the time. But yes, to some degree, you did the hard work. You earned it. And no one's saying you're going all out. You're not saying you're going to go eat, you know, a whole chocolate cake. You're not going to go eat 5 pounds of ice cream. You may want to, but at the same time, like, it is what it is. You have put in this hard work. You're not going backwards. You're not spiraling out of control. So for me,
and I think that's a big downfall for a lot of diets, is so many people get it in their heads of, oh, I absolutely can't have this or whatever it is, whether it's no dairy or no grain or this.
But would you agree that using that terminology of dieting is what hurts a lot of people?
Yeah.
Because that's one thing I try not to say.
Yep.
That's why even when we started, it's like it's a healthy.
When you're going on a diet, there's.
I think mentally there's restrictions.
Well, mentally there's restrictions, but there's also inadvertently a point in your head where you're like, at some point in time, I'm going to not be on a diet anymore. And then I can just go back to eating shit because, you know, I spent the last 6 months in the gym
yeah.
working out real hard. So now I'm at a
point where I'd say that's a perfect example.
I don't need to diet
anymore. I'm getting to the point where I'm good and then I'm free. Like, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
And not even to say, like, that they're going to stop working out. We'll say person A's just stop.
Yeah, but how many people do you know, us included, that are like, oh, yeah, I'm doing it. And, like, cool, show me what you've done.
Yeah.
Oh, like, we just said it. Life got in the way, right? But, yeah, I think that word,
I
hate
just,
when people are like, I'm on a diet.
Change
and like,
your eating habits.
Yep.
And to be...
And make new habits.
Make new habits, but also don't be super restrictive, like you said, you know, with that negative connotation of the word, like, oh, the cheat day. It's just, hey, you know, at the end of the day, eat what you want to eat, just make smarter choices. So instead of, you know, we were talking about it earlier, you know, if I go out to lunch at, let's say, Chili's and get a grilled chicken salad, instead of slathering it in ranch, which is something I want to do, just a little drop, get the flavor, mix it in, eat it. Cool. Save 400 calories by not using that much ranch. And it's just little shit like that, just little decisions where you can still have the taste of the food that you want.
You want to maximize the choice without like limiting yourself.
Yeah.
So like that, where you're like, I still taste the ranch, but I'm not bathing my salad in it because I'm not getting anything out of it. Like,
I'm not ordering a large ranch with a side of salad.
Right. The taste is the same.
Yeah.
It's just, and your lettuce isn't soaking wet with, you know, whatever the fucking ranch they're using.
Third bite, you know, you get a little bit more ranch and cool instead of, oh, well, I doused that ranch, so I'm just shoveling, you know, a half a jar of ranch into my mouth.
Yeah. But I think it goes for a lot of things, you know? And one of them, you know, we touched on too, is literally the meal prep. Like we talked about it already. Like,
it's a pain in the ass to get started.
If I don't do it, I'm not going to do it. Like I'm the whole workout.
You're not
going to
do it the morning before work.
Correct. Like, I'm not going to be like, cool, I'm going to throw, you know, turkey meatloaf in the oven and like prep for the whole week. Like it doesn't work that way. Like I don't care who you are. No one's disciplined enough to like meal prep for the entire week in 5 minutes. It can't be done because you've lost a day. Exactly.
And for most people, I want to say that's Sunday where they can make their meals for the week.
Because most people are going to go to work on the Monday.
As much as I hate saying, you know, cheat day, but Saturday is a cook whatever day, you know, just kind of figure it out, clean out the fridge, you know, make whatever you want to, and then Sunday, cook again for the whole week.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to do it before work. Breakfast is probably the most missed meal of the day when it is one of the most important. But people want to sleep in a little bit later, or they've got kids that they got to get ready on top of getting ready themselves and making sure that lunches are packed and this and that. And then by the time you're ready to grab a little bit of breakfast, it's, oh shit, I'm 5 minutes late. I should have already been out the door. Well, I'll get something on the road.
Yep.
And where are you going to stop?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, get a little breakfast burrito.
Yeah. And even that, I mean, you're getting this burrito that's, you know, who knows.
Powdered eggs.
Right. I was going to say powdered eggs that's been cooked in layers of grease and oil. And, you know, like.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it tastes good.
Oh, it tastes good. And that's the thing. I mean.
But it's not good for you.
As I said earlier, like, we are no one to judge. Oh, because I was there many times. But
I'm currently there.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, if you don't change the thinking about it. Yeah. And it's, I feel like a lot of people who get into health and fitness to whatever level, whether you're someone who's just getting healthy, right, and you just want to lose some pounds and like shape up, or you're getting into health and fitness because you are going to be someone's trainer. Like that's your goal, right? You want to be
training people. You want to open up a gym, be a personal trainer.
Yeah, you want to be in shows, motivate other people. Whatever. But I feel like there's like an elitist attitude to a lot of that where it's like, oh, look at me. Like, look how far I've come. I'm going to talk down to you because, like, you're doing everything wrong with your life.
I'm so much better than you.
And it's like, well, guess what, bitch? Like, you started somewhere, too. You know?
It reminds me of this guy that I watched on the old Book of Faces. I think you can find him by Fit to Fat to Fit. And what it
I've seen that before.
Oof. Sorry about that. And what it is a guy who was super in shape.
Yeah, it's what's going through your mind,
man? Super in shape. Used to be a personal trainer. Tried to motivate people to lose weight, and he had said what he heard from customers all the time was like, "You don't know." Like, got it. You're in shape. You're doing the things, and for you,
didn't he get fat to lose it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had heard this enough from his clients, and he was like, "You know what? Fine, I will do this." He spent 6 months. Not going to the gym one time, eating an exorbitant amount of fast food, and gained, I want to say it was like 60 or 70 pounds of just fat. Lost a whole ton of strength because, of course, he wasn't going to the gym. And that was part of, like, he wanted to live the fat guy life. And he said he loved it in the sense of he got to eat all kinds of fucking shit food that's horrible for you but tastes delicious. And then he finally knew what that struggle was, getting back into the gym after not working out for so long, how much muscle strength he had lost, how much fat he had gained, and just how much harder he then had to try to get back into shape, because he was just one of those that, and you know, we know him, the people that have just either always been in shape or it's very easy for them to get back into shape from, oh, I took a couple months off, let me just go hit the gym and boop, right back to where I was.
Well, bitch, you were already skinny to start with.
Seemed to very much so open his eyes into the struggle of his clients, and it probably is, in the end, probably making him more money, but he's more able to relate.
He can actually relate to it because he lived it. Yeah,
you know, I blossomed.
Granted, he did it differently, you know. Yeah, but
I mean, he still did it in a roundabout way. But I think it's a motivating factor for a lot of people that have never been thin. I've been thin. I mean, when I got back from Afghanistan, I was weighing just over 200 pounds, which still sounds like a lot, but 6'2", 200 pounds, I was spending deployed 2 hours a day in the gym. Like, it was nobody's business. Loved it. Came back, had back surgery. Time went on, and I got fat.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's one of those things where, like, in that case, right, you had the surgery. Now, after that, you probably could have done something about it, right?
Oh,
so you look at it in retrospect, and you're like, yeah, I could have. But I think that's a thing that most people have to overcome, myself included, you know?
Yep.
Right now I'm what? Close to 4 weeks in. Like, I feel way better already, aside from like my actual sickness that I'm dealing with.
That aside.
Yeah. But it's just a different feeling. Like, you just feel so much more like relief, you know? You're like, but the second you stop, like literally it would only take me, let's say, 2 to 3 days tops. I'll be back to my old ways. Yep. If I skip that. And the only reason I haven't yet done it today is because I went to work at whatever time in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't take much to get you off the wagon.
I think one big thing that's a demotivating factor for people is not truly understanding the kinetics or the genetics and how their body works and the correlation between fat weight and muscle weight. And of course, as you're getting in shape and as you're working out, yes, you're going to lose weight because your body's processing the fat. But you can have days, if you're one of those religious, I'm getting on the scale every single day, you're going to have days where you might have gained a pound or two, and that's because muscle weighs more than fat. I detest scales. I think that...
They give you a good starting point to know where you're at.
Absolutely.
But for me, it was, yes, like the number mattered. And I'm talking about like when I lost all that weight. In the grand scheme of things, I looked at, here's where I was.
And here's where I am.
Now, I'm 73 pounds different. But I was, I don't want to say jacked, but like definitely way better off.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't even know, like 5 inches, 6 inches, like, thinner. My waist thinner.
Yeah.
Or more. And we'll say more probably.
And I think that's where most people get it wrong is if you're going to scale every day, which is perfectly fine. Some people just like to. They get up in the morning. They hop on the scale. I've got one of those fan-dangled little Bluetooth scales that'll track it for me. But it breaks it down. It's one of those like Nokia health ones or whatever. Mm-hmm. Breaks down like how much estimated fat body you're carrying, bone weight, and this and that. And that's another thing. Like when you work out more and if you're doing high active training, you can actually increase the density of your bones, which in turn makes you weigh more. It's not a bad weight gain, but it's still a weight gain. If you're doing pre-workout that has creatine in it, or you're taking a creatine factors. Supplement,
retaining water,
more water to help the muscles repair faster. There's so much stuff, and so many people get tripped up on the weight. I'm a firm believer of take, and I call them body shaming photos, because that's what I'm personally doing, is taking a photo of my fat ass in like some short gym shorts, just so that I can be like, here's how fat I am. And so when I look at it and be like, damn, it's a big motherfucker. I gotta fix that. So I'm body shaming myself. I'm cool with it. Hop on the scale day one. Here's where I'm starting. Here's how fat I am. Cool. End of month one. Fuck it. Let's check in. Sweet. Lost a pound. Lost 2 pounds. Lost 30 pounds. Whatever it is, take another photo. And that, I think, would help more people actively track it, is do your clothes fit better? Do you feel
better? It's a feeling, right. And I think to go along with that, to go a step further is, yes, there's the weight involved. And you may not actually lose a ton of weight. But again, how do you feel? Like you said, do your clothes fit better? Do you feel that you're not as puffy? Do you feel like you're not swollen? Do you wake up
less groggy in the morning?
Yeah. I was going somewhere else with this. And measurements. Like you have to take your measurements. So like when I first started, you know, we'll say end of 2015, like my wife and I took our like fat shaming photos, as you call it. It was, I mean, didn't want to take it. Like but looked like a fat slob. Thing. You take that picture, do your measurements, the chest, the belly, the legs, like calves, everything. And then every single, like we did like rounds, 21 day rounds, every round measure, weigh in. Yep. Put it on a spreadsheet. And like, even if you didn't, you know, you lost 2 pounds after like killing it all month.
You see the measurement difference.
But guess what? Yeah. You've lost an inch in your waist. You've lost, you know, 3 inches in your thighs, like whatever it was.
Yeah.
That to me is the result.
Dividends.
Absolutely. Because that's for me, like, right. Like if I weighed 300 pounds, but I'm looking amazing, right? That if weight to me pounds, isn't.
But you're a power lifter.
Correct.
All right. But fucking more power on. Good.
But if you've got a huge beer gut and you're 260, it's a little different.
Yeah.
So that's where when people are like, oh man, like, gotta drop the pounds. Like, yes, you have to drop the fat. Like, you want to burn that fat and get rid of it. But if I'm building muscle, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I also want to feel better. I want to fit into things. I'd rather be
a 300-pound brick shithouse than a 300-pound slob.
Yeah. Where the 300-pound brick shithouse will still fit into different things than that other guy will. Because literally, like, you're going to button it up.
Button of the belly.
Yeah.
No, he might need to get some custom tailored shirts for all the muscles.
Some DXL. Also not a sponsor.
But I mean, if you're listening. But yeah, so that's where we're at now. We've been doing it for about a month. We've both got a few pounds dropped. I unfortunately injured my back and took a week and some change hiatus.
All right, so we took different approaches.
Yep.
Right? Like you were doing what?
I was doing CrossFit kind of stuff? Kind of, the high interval training. Down at a
local joint.
Yeah. The name literally just escaped me. Adrenaline Rush Training. And the guy that runs it, super cool. Totally recommend it to anyone who wants to try it. But I just need to be a little bit more cognizant of my back. since having back surgery. So I'm going to go to like the local Planet Fitness. It's like 15, 20 minutes down the road from me, to where I can do more focused exercises to build up my back strength. And then I'm absolutely going to go back. Like, they were fantastic workouts. I was sweating my balls off. And they have heart rate monitors there that'll help track your heart rate throughout the whole workout. And of course, like, based off of your height and your weight and all that stuff that you enter in on your profile, he has it on a screen, like where everyone is on their heart rate, what zone they're in, and it tracks an estimated, hey, you burnt this many calories this round. So in a 30-minute session, I was burning 600, 700, 800, 900 calories in 30 minutes of fucking dying. It was fantastic until I tweaked my back.
Yeah.
Not so fantastic.
But then those things are the ones that, like, make you not want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, if I'm going to feel like this, there's no point.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, there was definitely some sucking going on, but he was an awesome trainer in the sense that if I needed to modify an exercise to try and mitigate injuring any of my joints, he was cool with it. He was like, hey, you do what you got to do, but I'm here to push you. All right, cool.
But I think there's a way to push someone without, you know, because someone may take it the wrong way. Like, oh, yeah. Well, if you're modifying, like, you're doing it half-assed, like, you might have to modify to start off. Like, yeah. If you haven't been in the gym doing all this, excuse me, this shit, like...
Oh, there's definitely way different levels. You have to
start somewhere.
Yep.
I think where people fail is they go in...
Balls to head, the wall.
Right. Oh, yeah, like... CrossFit as an example, mm-hmm. Right? If you do it, that's up to you. I'm not judging it. I'm just using that as an example. But, like, it's hard work. Like, it's hard on your joints.
Hard on your body, especially if you're carrying an extra 100 pounds.
If you're super out of shape and, like you said, like, carrying a lot of extra weight and you go in there, like... Yeah, you're going to burn calories and stuff, but, like, I feel like you're way more at risk of injuring yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking, like, you know, not like, oh, like, my elbow hurts. Like, you can...
Tear muscles, yeah. Rotator cuffs, I mean...
And then you do that, and then you're
down for recovery time.
Right. And then never want to do it again. Who knows?
Like, oh, fuck that. I'm not doing that shit again.
But I think that's, you know, there's so many options out there. It's finding what you
can do. Yeah. And it's also as simple as... I think a lot of people get hung up on... wanting to go to gyms. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is when I first, way back when, I mean, I've always been fat. I've always fluctuated my weight because I'd get super chunky and then get super motivated to lose weight. So growing up, like, I would take my dogs for 2, 3, 4, 5 mile walks a night. You know, after school, do the homework, all that bullshit, take my dogs for a walk. And it helped. So I think so many people get lost in the sense of, oh, I need to go sign up for a gym and I need to go do this. And no, you just... literally just have to get out and walk.
But so many people go to those gyms, though, and they don't know what they're, like, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to target a certain area.
Or they just want to play on their phone. Machines.
Let's talk about that. Selfies. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, I'm going to do this deadlift, but first let me take a selfie.
Yeah, and, like, I want to know who's taking half these photos for these, like, assholes. Like, look at me on my weight bench. Like, oh, quick, take a quick picture. Like, I get it if you're using it for motivational purposes, like, pictures are going to be taken.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Like I'm going to categorize the journey and hopefully, you know, get a whole fucking Instagram followings and maybe they'll buy some of our shirts.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, I'm just saying in general, some people that you see, you're like, when you're at the gym, I'm saying, like, if you see them online, it is what it is. But, like, in the gym, you're like,
what are you doing?
Like, I saw a guy, like, I wanted to use this machine, couldn't use it. He's literally just sitting on it texting.
On his phone.
Like, you can't leave that in a locker. Like, I get it if you're using it for music. Then use it for music. Like, you can't, like, break away for that, you know, whatever, 30 minutes.
Get off the machine.
Yeah. I almost told him.
And it's, with people like that, it's everything I can do to not just snatch their phone, throw it across the room so that they go get it.
Just to get the hell out of your way, yeah. I don't get it. That to me is, like, super big pet peeve. Like, you can't just, people are so attached to their devices. Like, I get it. They do all this stuff. But they're not using it for that. They're like, I got a text and I'm going to Snapchat. I'm going to take these pictures.
If
you're not even using the machine, but you're going to take a picture like, look at me, I'm working out. Like, you've been sitting there for 30 minutes.
And as you know, John, I am not one that texts back a whole lot. I'd honestly try to not.
You don't say.
Try not to spend a lot of time on my phone. And then I forget to text people back. And it is what it is. But by all means, if being on my phone more somehow correlated to I would lose weight, of course. I will go sit in a machine and be on my phone. If somehow I was burning body fat to power my phone, that'd be dope. It's just unfortunately the technology's not there yet. Come on, Apple. Figure that one out.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah.
Or anybody else.
Yeah.
Microsoft or...
Yeah. I'm Team Apple, so I'd rather them figure it out.
Good for you. Good for you. Moving on. Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at with that right now. You know,
we will, we're going to be documenting it. We're going to be
putting it in the show here.
Post like, some stuff
whether
up.
Whether or not you like it, that's... Yeah. You can opt in or opt out, but that's, you know... It'll hopefully be helpful for us to at least kind of document the journey.
Maybe it'll motivate some others.
Maybe we'll make, hey, I've got a good idea. I'm not going to say it on air.
Ooh.
Well,
then why don't we...
Or at all, because apparently I can't get the microphone to work. There we go.
Quit hitting the mute button.
Yeah.
Well, with our little motivations, why don't we go ahead and call this show to an end?
Curtain yeah. Call it. Let's see if I can nail this one. Ready? This was
Smells Like Freedom.
Dang, that was horrible.
That was all right.
Thank you guys for putting up with this. Good night.